Judaism, A Very Short Introduction by Norman Solomon. Chapter 1. Who are the Jews? Is the tomato a fruit or a vegetable? To the botanist it is undoubtedly a fruit, to the chef a vegetable. But what would the tomato itself say? If it thought about the matter at all, it would probably have the same sort of identity crisis Jews are apt to get when people try to straitjacket them as a race, an ethnic group, or a religion. Neither tomatoes nor Jews are particularly complicated or obscure when left to themselves, but they also don't fit neatly into the handy categories such as fruit or vegetable or nation or religion, which are so useful for pigeonholing other foods and people. How would you recognize a Jew if you bumped into him or her in the street? Since there are black as well as white Jews, Oriental as well as Occidental, converts as well as natives, atheist and agnostic as well as many types of religious Jews, is there any way to describe them collectively? How many of them are there? Where do they live? Who the Jews used to be? The question of Jewish identity is surprisingly new. Nobody in medieval Christendom, for instance, thought there was a problem. They knew who the Jews were. The Jews were a special people, the chosen people, as it says in the Bible, chosen by God to be the vehicle of his revelation. But they had rejected Jesus, and therefore were accursed and condemned to lowly status until, in the fullness of time, they would recognize Jesus. By the late Middle Ages, the Christian prophecy had fulfilled itself. Christians, by the exercise of political power, had actually brought the Jews to the lowly social state they had prophesied for them. Jews were confined to ghettos, made to wear distinctive clothing, excluded from guilds and professions and the ownership of land, vilified from the pulpit as killers of Christ, accused of poisoning wells during the Black Death, of desecrating the host, of murdering Christian children to use their blood for the Passover, the so-called blood libel, and of almost every villainy that a warped mind could project on an alien group. It is revealing and rather shocking to look at the way Jews have been portrayed in Christian religious art, especially in the West. Prior to the 12th century, they have no physical features to distinguish them from other people. Then, suddenly, there is a change, and Europe's Jews acquire hooked noses, webbed feet, and other aspects of what was thought to be the physiognomy of the devil. Even in the 20th century, the folk belief persists in parts of Europe that Jews have horns. But of course it was not the Jews who mysteriously changed their appearance in the 12th century and changed back again in the modern period, but Christian iconography which articulated the myth of Jewish alliance with the devil. The stereotypes generated within medieval Christendom persisted even when the system collapsed under the impact of the Enlightenment. Even a champion of the Enlightenment such as Voltaire regarded the Jews as a reprobate and inferior race. In place of the theological anti-Judaism of the Church, there came into being a racial anti-Semitism which culminated in the Nazi Endlösung, or final solution, the project of humiliating and physically exterminating the Jewish race. The Nazis, however, had a problem. By 1933, it was transparently obvious that Jews did not have tails, horns, or any other gross features to distinguish them from other Germans or Poles or whatever. So, whilst Goebbels and his propaganda machine revived the medieval caricatures for publication in Der Stürmer, the reality of Jewish normality was so far from the fantasy of Jewish racial distinctiveness that the Nuremberg laws had to define Jews lamely as anyone who had at least one Jewish great-grandparent, that is, 12.5% of Jewish blood. Ominously, the Nazis based their early anti-Jewish laws, including boycott, segregation, and distinctive clothing, on those of Pope Innocent III's Fourth Lateran Council of 1215. A major aim of such legislation was to isolate Jews by making them look different from other people, despite the fact that nature had inconveniently fashioned them much the same as everyone else.